Hey, everybody. Oh my gosh, it's October 30th, Sunday night. Tomorrow's Halloween. So, as you're probably wondering, we will have our final clue tonight, which will help you find the final Halloween episode, which will go up tomorrow night. So don't bother looking for it too early because, you know, you'll be wasting your time. You should have, by the end of this episode, all the hints you need in order to find the secret episode, which will stay up. It won't show up on the regular feed, unfortunately, so you'll have to, do some manual downloading and whatnot, just because that's how it works, okay? That is how it works. So without further ado, I did want to say, as an extra bonus, the first five people, I'll have a question in the final episode. And the first five people to send me an answer in any format, tweet, email, whatever, to that question will win a Helpful Snowman No Prize. So get excited for that. Today, what we have is, you know, one of the things that we do every year is we have, like, some asshole on the news talk about, like, safety for Halloween, right? What are you going to do to stay safe? And, of course, being some asshole not on the news but on here, I thought, yeah, we should do that too. And so now I've got a newsman here, and he's there with a cop, and let's see what they have to say.
So many of us will be taking the kids out trick-or-treating tomorrow evening. That's why Metro Police do want to remind you of some important safety tips, just like we got to hear every year. Joining us in studio this morning, IMPD Officer James.
Now, there's a real douchey guy in a suit, and he's, I guess, the news guy, and then he's talking to a cop. Now, the cop is dressed in, like, a big wig. I wouldn't call it an afro. It's like a mountain man hair, I guess, maybe. Like just a big mess of hair and a beard and sunglasses.
Les B., who's also in full costume.
That's right.
Officer Smooth, Officer
Slick. Officer Smooth,
whatever
Officer Beard, whatever you want to call me.
Officer,
that's
Officer
what I'll be.
Harry. Okay, so the biggest thing okay. You got to keep in mind.
And so far, you know, here's something I'm learning about the news. I don't know who writes for the news. But these newscasters think, like, I can handle it. What do they call you? Officer Smooth? Officer Beard? Officer Harry? It's like, sure, Officer Smooth. What, you know, I feel like the cop is, like, already I'm on the cop's side. Like, I'm like, he's really putting up with this fucking shithead who's like, I see you came in a costume. Okay.
You always remind parents to never let your kids out of their sight. Because you're going to be, you know, a lot of people coming and going, and traffic is out there.
That's right. For the smaller children, we do like the parents to chaperone them to make sure.
Yeah, let me give you a parenting tip as a non-parent. This is probably a good practice most of the time. I wouldn't say there's like, well, on Halloween, we really encourage, you know, people to watch their kids. The rest of the year, I don't know, fuck them, right? But on Halloween, we kind of encourage, no, just... Maybe always do that. Maybe anytime you're out walking the neighborhood with your kids, I don't know, keep a fucking eye on them. Dress them as a ghost if that's what it takes to be like, oh, that's my kid.
They can be safe, as well as have them carry flashlights and cell phones in the case that they do get separated from their parents.
So many of the costumes are sort of darker color if you're going to be something scary. Mm-hmm. That adds to some of the risk, doesn't it, once it starts to get dark outside?
Yeah, and we have to make sure that we're...
What a terrible... Yeah, he just looked at the camera like, nailed that one. Yeah, it's very risky. You wouldn't want to go out as like a ninja or something. That would be fucking... You're almost certainly going to get hit by a car. You know, let's ignore the fact that you're walking around with a bright orange bucket that looks like a pumpkin. Or if you're me when I'm a kid, a fucking pillowcase, which I collected candy in and probably dragged and set on the ground and then would use that same night because, you know... When you're a kid, you're not like, I should wash my pillowcase. You're just like, this is a pillowcase. That's not a thing we wash.
All aware of the kids out there trick-or-treating this Halloween. And
there's a
sure
slender man who seems to be trick-or-treating with some kind of gangster kid, like a 40s gangster.
Pay extra attention to them, that they might step into the road. But other things that they can do is they can attach reflective tape to their costumes and make sure that they have bright color costumes if possible.
That's fun. I'm going to be, what am I, a vampire with a traffic vest on. Woo!
Say also to not just the parents and kids, but all the drivers out there. You can't forget how much foot traffic there's going to be out there.
Yes, you just want to take extra time.
What do you say to the drivers out there? You can't forget how much foot traffic's going to be out there. Well, yeah. What do you want me to say to them? Don't hit a kid with your car. That would be good. But on the other hand, if a kid's fucking wearing all black and darting out into the road, how are you going to stop that? I don't know. Just stay home. Probably just stay home. I want to tell you, there's like footage of kids trick-or-treating right now, and it looks like they're trick-or-treating probably at about 4 in the afternoon. I think if I had a house, I don't think I would give out shit until it was dark. Because I'd be like, no. You come back when it's dark. Okay? You have to stay up till fucking dark, by the way. This is one of my many Mayor of America things I would declare, which is we would change Halloween. Now, Halloween is important to me, and I love it, but we would change Halloween from the 31st to the last Friday of the month. Whenever that falls, that's Halloween. It's crazy that we don't have a date for, like, Thanksgiving, and we just do that, like, on a Thursday, but Halloween, we're like, no, that's got to be the 31st. And it's like, I think it could be a Friday of the month. You know, that way it's like fucking people can go out. People can trick or treat. Kids don't have to go to goddamn school that day. To go to school on Halloween, that is a tragedy.
To look around, be aware of your surroundings, and check for those kids because they can dart out in the middle of the road and you wouldn't expect it. But it's most likely going to happen this Halloween.
There's the possibility also of if there's a cape or something long on the costume, a kid could step on it and trip and fall, and even in the middle of the street.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Imagine that. If you're wearing a cape, a kid could step on it, and then a kid would fall down in the street. He would probably remain laying there for several hours. You know, you might not even know. Then you just run him right over.
Yeah, so we want to make sure those costumes are hemmed up nicely so the kids aren't at risk at tripping over those things or anybody else at risk of stepping on them and causing the children to fall.
Can you talk about the candy?
Can you talk about the candy? Halloween safety tips. Make sure costumes fit properly. Okay. Avoid headwear that covers the eyes. Okay, so any kind of mask, basically. Is that what they're talking about, or is it fine if it has an eye hole? Choose flame-resistant fabrics. Now, how do you know whether a fabric is flame-resistant or not till you light that motherfucker on fire? Okay? And finally, test accessories. I'm in favor of that because it's like, hey, I want to know that this batarang doesn't do shit before I'm going out.
Candy from sometimes people you don't know.
Right. Well, the candy, we all always just suggest that you take the packaged candy, eat that. Don't eat anything that's homemade.
Who the fuck in 2016 is even giving out homemade candy? What kind of crazy person is like, here's a popcorn ball? Don't we all know that kids are not supposed to take that and that probably the police will come to your... I feel like the police should come to your house if you're giving out non-wrapped candy. I mean, I'm pretty against, like, every industry. You know what I mean? I'm not like, oh, yeah, big business, rah, rah. But I do have to say, this is one case where I'm like, no, big industry is right. Like, this, it's just... It's wrapped. It's better.
Make sure that the parents inspect the candy firsthand before they let their children eat it.
And then kids always like, a lot of times they like to go out in groups.
Mm-hmm. Here's some more Halloween safety. Set a candy limit. Yeah, only let them go out with so much, only let them get so much candy. That's crazy. I mean, here's what you do, idiot parents. You just set a time limit and you're like, however much they can get. Can I tell you, I remember being a kid. And we would trick-or-treat my neighborhood, and then we would run across a park. I mean, it was far. You know, it was like a mile away, probably, from where we started to where we then got into our second bout of trick-or-treating. And then just keep going. And you just keep going until it gets late enough that people aren't really giving out candy anymore. That's the limit. Send kids out on a full stomach. Oh, yeah. That would be... What is this, Halloween tips or is this fucking diet tips? Examine all candy. Make sure to tell that great dad joke, too, of like, I'm going to just inspect this for poison. Be mindful of allergies. No fucking shit. Kid's like 12 and you're like, oh, I didn't think that someone would be giving out Reese's peanut butter cups on Halloween.
Be maybe one parent watching a group of kids, you know, depending on where you're at, that might be okay. Or do you want every parent to be with every child?
No, that's okay. As long as there's an adult with a group of children, then that is recommended. But we just don't want them going out by themselves and being at risk of getting picked up or getting lost from a group.
Different.
I like this guy's like, don't you think a parent should be with every kid? And he's like, no, not really. He's like, we just prefer they don't go out alone. By the way, though, going out alone on Halloween is like the best. It's the best thing. You run away, your parents aren't there, and you just fucking run around and get candy. It's great. And it's a weird thing. I understand that they're like, oh, we don't want kids to get kidnapped and stuff like that. But I'm like, I go out at night often. Like, I'm running and things like that. And most nights, there's fucking nobody out. On Halloween, there are so many people out. Is there a little danger? Sure, you might get hit by an egg or something like that. Some rowdy teens may do this to you. This is not something I did but was victimized by. But, like, oh, God. Like, kids can't do anything anymore. I feel like a million years old, but I'm just like, my God. Yeah, nothing better than being like, you know, when you're like 10 or 12, you don't want your fucking mom there with you, standing at the end of the driveway, and she's like, I'll let you go to the door by yourself. I was telling Poon Master Flex last night, I remember having this, we were trick-or-treating, and we would run, you know, from house to house. I think this is like the last year my mom went with us. We're standing at the door, and you can see through these glass panels, some lady, you know, come in, like an old lady, and she's like, coming to the door, but she's doing something else and whatever. And I remember standing there and I was like, God, she's sure taking her sweet time. And my mom got real pissed. She's like, what a little asshole.
Communities have different trick-or-treating hours across the state, the area. What should folks know in Indianapolis about the times for trick-or-treating?
For Indianapolis, our trick-or-treating times will be 6 to 8 p.m. on Halloween night. And they can also check with their HOAs and make sure that they...
Yeah. Check your HOA. Yeah, I'm a kid in a fucking skeleton outfit. I better call the HOA ahead of time. 6 to 8? Let's call it 9. How about 9? I think 9 is fair. 9 is a fair time. Also, if you don't want to give out fucking candy, just turn your porch light off. Just be like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. Turn your fucking porch light off.
The trick-or-treating times for their own neighborhoods.
All right, and a lot of different malls holding special events, too, in a, I guess, a slightly more controlled environment inside there as well. So good.
Sure, yeah, because, like, you know, it would be much better is than having your kids be outside. If your kids went to a mall... You know, there's never been a fucking pedophile in a mall. There would never be a, you know, somebody who is going to kidnap a kid who's like, maybe I should go somewhere where there's just going to be a lot of kids.
Check those out. We've got a story up on our website right now at fox59.com with more Halloween safety tips and the list of Halloween trick-or-treating hours in different communities as well. We appreciate you coming in, especially, you know, since I... You know, with the whole getup.
I just wanted to try to look more like you.
You're on the way. Or maybe on the way. I don't know. Thanks a lot for coming in today, and happy Halloween.
Thank
Jessica,
you.
Over to you.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. It's 7:26 right now.
Hey, just reminding you of what the exact time is. That's a crucial thing that the news does for us. There you go. That's a little bit more of what happened. So we did it. We've got the tips. Now you're all going to be safe. And if all goes well, if you've been following the tale, I suppose that I will see you sometime tomorrow for our full regular episode of Helpful Snowman Podoween 2016, where we will be doing some pretty good stuff. Thanks for listening this month. Well, that started out a little more intense than I thought. Thanks for listening this month. And I hope you enjoyed this month of, you know, hearing from me like every day or twice a day some days. But one for every day. We fucking did it. Did you guys think we were actually going to do it? I didn't. I mean, I thought it was possible. But did I think it was likely? Not likely. So this may or may not affect how we do some stuff in the future. You know, I'm thinking of doing a little bit more content in a little bit shorter period. Thinking of, well, there's a lot of things I'm thinking about. So anyway, thanks for listening, and have a happy Halloween!
Your final clue is, when the moon is in the seventh house, there will be a reckoning, as the dawn rises red, and the tide swells with the blood of innocence. There will be a new king of evil, a new king of pain, and as you move into this new arena of suffering, know this, there will be an end to all times, a swift movement.
Okay, this
happy
is like goes on forever.
Halloween.
The clue is, the final clue is 2012. That is 2012. And as my friend said, have a happy Halloween.